It's a special week, right? It's a special week and the first day of December. Can you believe Christmas is coming? How many of you are looking forward to it? Hey, here you go. Some of them are like not very convinced. Okay, I wouldn't blame you. But here we are, Christmas coming. I thought it's our age worship as well. And I just thought doing the kind of sermon for 20 to 30 minutes, I thought I can just, something that I enjoy most, play cricket. So I got a volunteer, I mean, that's what you call volunteer, because I bribed him to come forward. So I mean, that's always a good thing when you have your own children, and sometimes they can be useful. So can I come forward, please, as a volunteer? So, you know, they can be useful, definitely. Thank you, Jonah, for volunteering, you know, to do the things, to play cricket with me. So, I thought it would be nice to play properly. You know, me from India, we love cricket, right? And people always ask me the question, who do you support when India plays against England? I'm not going to answer. Okay, but here we are, so I just said we can play cricket, because it's a good to prepare. I come with the preparation, so that, Jonah, are you ready to put some clothes on?
Yeah.
Hopefully you don't have to take the clothes off. So that's the kind of thing. So I got a few things. So let's start off with...
No trousers,
oh my goodness, no, sorry. I'm sure I thought something I brought with me. Okay, start with the t-shirt, yeah? Because it's important that you put the right t-shirt. So which team you play for? Is that right? It's important that you know, because this is my old t-shirt, by the way, the team that I played against in Keswick. So here we are. That looks a little bit big. That will do. Yeah, so that will do. It's the kind of thing, the right team you support. It's a team Keswick. So it says, so that's what I'm playing for. So it's important that. And I thought I can also get something like pads. Oh, there's one in there. So I thought I forgot one then. I have prepared everything well, you see. Here I am. Put that pads on. There you go. Yeah, that's important. Okay. See how fast can you do. It takes a moment. We got all the time in the world, aren't we? So that's okay. And this is important, right? It's a guarding against so you don't get injured. Because the ball's very hard. You see, when I played India, we don't use those things. In fact, I used to have a bat. We go in somebody's garden until they chase us away. That's how we play cricket there. So we don't have a proper ground. And the way I grew up is like we don't have a cricket bat either. So what we do, we choose one person, we volunteer somebody to climb the tree, palm tree, to break one branches there. So we'll create a bat out of that branch. And that's how we play. So we don't have that kind of thing. So anyway, and we make a ball as well with the paper. That's a different story. But here we are. So we're nearly done. So you got that one. You may need a gloves as well. I'm not going to ask him to put it yet. That's fine. So you got that one, right? So you want to put the gloves on?
Sure.
That's all right. So let's put the helmet first. Yeah, it's good. What does the helmet do? Yeah. Because you don't want to injure yourself. Here we are. That's right. Good. Is it look big? It's all right. It'll carry on. That's fine. You look handsome sometime, you know. That's okay. You know. Yeah. Do you want this one as well? Is it cold? I mean, if you're playing in December, you need a bit of a protection. It's a bit like a jersey size. But, yeah, you don't fancy that. But that will do. You're a brave boy. Also, I got everything done. Yeah, I think you got everything you need, right?
Yeah.
I take your shoes off. I mean, you can't wear that shoes, can you? Come on, you need to be proper cricket batsman. Right. First of all. Right. You got a cricket bat. That's fine. You got a cricket bat. That's fine. What do you need for thingy?
A shoe.
What shoes do you wear for cricket? Because it's a very slippery. What?
Studs.
Studs, yeah. That's spikes one, yeah? Oh, no. I'm sure I had somewhere here. No, you see, last minute things. Right, I mean, you know what, how about instead? Maybe he could have that slipper. That would be good, right? That will do. Just over that, see? He says everything, okay, that will do. Yeah, it's a slipper, because you see, Right, that's even prettier. So now, you're ready to play cricket, don't we? Ready? Sure, I can throw the ball for you because I can be a bowler, so I don't have to get ready. So I can throw the ball. What are the steps, first thing that you do? Yeah, that's practice. Yeah, you're a left-handed batsman. Okay, that's okay. Where is the ball? Oh, I'm sure I got something. It's just a distraction this morning, you see. Okay. No ball. I'm sorry. Shall we pretend playing cricket?
Sure.
You can't say everything yes for it. You don't do it at home, everything yes. You argue for it. You don't say yes for everything, you know. Normally argue for everything. Shall we go to church? Why? But anyway, he's pretend to be good. So that's a good thing. But I kind of bore, I forgot to bring it. You know, sometimes anything that you want to do it properly needs some kind of preparation, right? You need to prepare things. Without the ball, how do you play it? You know? It's sometimes disappointing. You can't do it. You can do all the stuff. You prepare everything, bat, goals, protection, everything, but no balls there to play with it. It's disappointing. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
I mean, my play at garden today. Thank you. I think we will see. Hopefully, we'll have a ball in the garage. We'll play. Thank you so much for that. Can you give a round of applause for us, please? Thank you. You see, lead up to Christmas, there are many things that need doing. What is your favorite preparation for Christmas? Somebody said something. What was that? Say it loud. It's all right. Don't worry. I'm not going to ask you to come forward unless you want to. What do we do? As adults can shout out if you want. Decorations. That's it. Have you put the decorated Christmas tree yet at home? Yes. Yes, some of them. Yes. And have you got it? Did I play cricket? That's a good question. As long as I remember. So maybe the age of 5, just played cricket. That's fine. Here it is. Today is the 1st December. Did anybody open the Advent calendar as well? I brought some calendar. That reminds you of the Santa in it. But anyway, that's to do with it. But it's Advent calendar. Just look up to Christmas. You count on things. Advent is also time of preparation, expecting something to come. And that's why it's like playing. Anything that you do, even if you are going to make a good meal out of it, somebody needs to prepare a good meal before you eat it. Even if you are going to school, somebody have to prepare the lesson for you to do that. If you're preparing a cricket match, somebody have to organize a match. And got every stuff you need and where to get there and play with the other team. Preparation is most important bits. And that's why this Advent is a reminder. What are we preparing for? You see the story that we read from Jeremiah. How did he prepare? What did he do? Because he didn't have a good name. This man, he is a prophet. He gave message to people. He started off giving the message saying, hey, you are doing something wrong. You need to sort yourself out. You are focusing on something wrong thing, focusing on God. You can imagine he wasn't popular. Because if somebody giving a message like, the things that you are doing wrong, you need to change the way, make sure, focus on what it's all about. And then he wasn't popular, so he'd been beaten, chucked away, stripped off his jobs and everything else. But by the time he came back to the last chapter, he not only just told them off, and eventually they will end up in prison, and the people are in exile, all the people. And now he gives a message saying there is a hope in that was. You know, not only confronted, but he's also comforted. Comfort the people, saying, but you know what? I can see your weaknesses. I can see you're struggling. I know the things that you're going through. We are living in that world. There's a lot of pain. It's not perfect world we are living. You know, things breaks down. Our relationship, our family, and the things is not the way it should be. But Jeremiah said, okay, God understands that. God understands it. And he says, but here I am, the days are coming that Jesus is going to bring you hope. You know, this is, God will redeem you. And he comforted them in a way, people affected by that word of comfort, saying, I'm going to live in it. See, Advent is a very, very interesting time of the year. Because we know Jesus came back long time ago, 2,000 years ago. He came as a baby. It's to remember what it came 2,000 years ago, but also remember what is going to come. He said he's going to come back again. Right? And we are in the middle, living between those two comings. One has already happened, one has not yet happened. And we live in a way, but that will affect the way we put our hope. It will affect the way we live now. It should affect the way we live now. And that's what Advent is all about. So we build up with the hope, knowing that Jesus is coming back, but we're also realizing what Jesus has done, what he has promised. And he will carry us through. Hope is not something that you are wishing for a star. Let me tell you something. Hope is not like something like you can be optimistic for everything that happened to you. Hope is not like looking at the probability and the statistics saying, this will happen, or hope I get the pay grade next month. That will sort out my Christmas shopping. That's not the hope. Hope is living in presence and knowing the problem that you go through, knowing that God is with you in that problem. Knowing one day that will take me home, one day that these sufferings will mold me to the point that what God wants me to be, so that we can reign with him forever. Does that make a different perception? The things, whatever you're going through in life, and that's what God is saying today in this Advent as he builds up to Christmas, whatever you're going through, knowing that God understands. And God is in that suffering, what you're going through. And knowing God will use those sufferings, molding you the person that he wants you to be, and help you to reign with him forever. That's what Advent is all about. That's what Advent that we are here for. So I want some volunteers now, as we are about to pray. I want as many volunteers. If you are shorter than me, it'll be nice to come forward. Little children, come on, volunteers. Do you want to come forward? You're all looking like a look. See, these teenagers are very... See, my children are useful, I said. So they always rescue me. Anybody else? I want more children to come forward. Come on. If you come forward, I'll give you something. Now it's going to the back. Here it is. This is the world we are living. Okay. You come forward, I'll give you something. That's happened, definitely. Right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Bit more? Anybody child at heart want to come? Right? Come on, my children. Come on, Jonah. You can come in as well. Some of you there. Come on. Here, see? See, feel sorry for the minister. That's it. Here we are. Come on. Here you go. So I want you to arrange these things. Okay, you can't see things here. Now, this is my organization level comes in here. So people have a... Right. So I want you to hold this one. Hold this one and just tap high there. And... Here you go. You can hold that one. And you can hold this one. High enough. You can hold the high enough. That one. Come here so that you can see. That's good. Yeah. I'm not just... Okay, here you go. Another one. Hold it this way. Sorry. Okay. Right, you can come this way now. Now that is a space. Like we are going to just sit top of the drums now in a minute. Right, here. And here, you want to hold that. Hopefully it makes sense, something there. Right, you can hold this here. Do you want to come forward? Do you want to come? You can come here, do you want to come? Oh, really good boy, well done. Right, here you go, you can hold this one. Do you want to hold it higher? That's it, you want to hold this one. Here you go, that's hold it there. Right, Jonah, you can hold this one. Right, Can you read something? What does it say? That's the question people ask in every situation that we struggle. Is that true? In everything, when things happen in the war, everybody thinks they are doing the right things. And we observers look at it, where is God in this? When we relationship breaks down and we ask ourselves, where is God in this? When illness struck in our family unexpectedly, where is God? You know, when things is not going in your own way, we ask ourselves a question, where is God? This is a very popular question. But what is this Advent teaching us? And this is the news that recently that I thought I can put together. See, you may read it. And where is God in this? All this news that we read. Where is God? Does God hear things? Does God know what is happening? Where is an answer? So this question, right? But what is this Advent teaching us? Because Advent is there to give us hope. Yeah? So here is the chaos going to happen. So I want you to just sit down in my chair. That would be good. That's fine. Those three of you come this way. Jonah and Jessica and Gia. You come here as well. Come here. Now. Brilliant. You four can go in the very end. You come here now. So this is where the chaos. Here you go. Yes. You're Josie, of course. My daughter called. You see, there's a reason I named my children, all of them, Jay. Because I can call anything that they can come. You see, that's what. You come here. Who got? Oh, here you go. What do you got? All right. Do you want to lift it up? Yeah, lift it up. Can you see? Can you see? Yeah. You go very end. That would be good. Right. I need a help here. All right. You come here. Here. You stand in the middle. He. You come here. Please. See, I'm not using the please at the moment. I'm stressed. Here you go. Yeah. Okay. You come. You swap the space. Right. I think I got it. Oh, lift it up. Lift it up. Where am I? Yes, that's it. You stand here. In between. You can hold just one. This way. I love children's service. You see, can you read? God is here. And that's what the Christmas is all about, isn't it? And that's what is Christmas. In a sense, God told us, in the midst of all those things, Emmanuel is with us. Emmanuel means that's what God is here. And that's a hope. And we can hold on to that hope as we build up to this Christmas. So that means when you hold on to this hope, in everything that you do from today onwards, should remind you of this God. Should remind you that Jesus is here with you in every moment in life. So when you put your decoration Christmas tree, remember that God is here. When you are praying the presents, remember that God is here. When you are inviting the people that you don't like in the Christmas dinner, remember that God is here. Yeah? And that's a, make sure he gets the attention. Because when he gets the attention, you see what God is doing around you. And you will have a different perspective of what Christmas is all about. Shall we pray? Thank you so much for that. Maybe you can stand there for a bit. Maybe I'll ask a couple of people, the people who can read a prayer of intercession for us. Can you please come forward? And let's pray together. And knowing that God is here with us. Sophia, you can come forward, please. And you can read. Come here and you can read together.
So
Should I give a little break back behind it? That's it.
Dear Jesus, we thank you that the angel Gabriel told Mary the good news that you are coming into the world. Help us to be ready to welcome you into our lives this Christmas time.
Father God, be with those who are grieving at this time. Help them to embrace the promise of second birth and resurrection, and help them to live with hope.
Spirit of God, we pray for all places where there are war, anger, broken lives. Come with your peace to transform the world into your kingdom.
Father God, we pray for people who are living with strained relationships with family or friends, especially during this Christmas season. God of peace, bring peace into their relationships.
Dear Jesus, we pray for those who are in debt or prison, for those who are unwell or feel lonely. Lead us in serving you by serving them. Teach us the ways to serve you as you wish to be served.
Spirit of God, give us the courage and boldness to share your message of love with others this Christmas.
Father God, many people are hungry and thirsty, struggling with basic necessities like clothing and housing. We pray for all of the wonderful people and organizations that support these individuals. May your light shine brightly through them as they bring hope to darkness in their lives.
Spirit of God, help us listen to your voice, to be still and know that you are Emmanuel, God with us.
Let us say together the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for your help. You got some little sweets that you can hit. Take it from there, but maybe in the back we can go and take it from there. It's all right. You can go. Thank you so much for helping. You can go and have a sit down, please. Yeah, thank you.